This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today after owners okayed it yesterday. It calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work, and people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
President Trump telling reporters he sees many governors who seem to be too slow in embracing a reopening of their states amid the ongoing virus.
The people want to go back. The numbers are getting to a point where they can, and there just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
The Federal Justice Department is considering whether to review the case of a black jogger killed in Georgia. Federal investigators will review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and will decide whether hate crime charges should be filed against a father and son already facing murder for allegedly confronting Arbery with guns drawn before he was fatally shot in February. Customs and Border Protection saying it seized a shipment of counterfeit NFL championship rings at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport facility in April. The package came from China. The 35 rings would have been worth $350,000 if they were real. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A pastor turned lawmaker takes a look at opening churches again. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Churches are looking for guidance from governors regarding reopening during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, as states slowly and safely begin to reopen, one of the things we're starting to see is some smaller churches practice social distancing and allow worship to take place on Saturday or Sunday. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is a former pastor, and he tells Fox News why it is important to get back to worshiping in person.
I think we're getting close to it. I think that you're seeing a lot of unique ways of that happening. But we do need to get back to a certain point where our churches can reopen. They can take the precautions that need to be. Online church is great. Church outside is great. But there's something about a fellowship when you are able to get together and do it properly and do it in a way that there's just a family feel, as you well know, that family of our church families that we need to get back together so we can start rebuilding and start growing again as our communities come together.
And celebrity chef Guy Fieri and actor Bill Murray will be facing off in what's being called the Nacho Average Showdown to see who can make the best plate of nachos. It's a contest that's going to benefit Fieri's Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. It's going to happen on Friday, this coming Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Food Network's Facebook page. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Staying safe and well, I pray. Hey, look, we've got an exciting day and an exciting show. Michael Busler, the professor, is going to be with us in just a few moments. But meanwhile, I thought I'd share some good news about coronavirus in the United States. According to Gary Bauer, New York is reporting its lowest number of deaths and hospitalizations since March. Georgia, remember how they were condemned for opening early? Well, they're showing continued signs of progress. Way to go, Governor Kemp there. Even in Michigan, the daily death toll is declining. Yet, with all this good news, progressive politicians continue to cite figures in big cities as an excuse to continue crushing economic restrictions on suburban and rural communities. Progressives seem determined to not only flatten the curve, but to flatten our economy in the process. In California, a state with 40 million people, there's been approximately 2,700 COVID-related deaths. More than that die each year from traffic deaths in the Golden State. And we're not going to talk about parsing, the information and how some of this information has been corrupted. We're seeing this and we're, putting that into the equation as well. I know as you ponder what is happening, you always question, because this is what they've done by corrupting the communication channel, is it causes us to lose faith in this information that we're getting. Elon Musk, by the way, boy, I'll tell you, he raised a ruckus in California, and looks like he's going to be doing what a lot of businesses before him have done, and that is call U-Haul, start packing up their business, and get out of Dodge. They asked Alameda County to allow his factory to reopen so he could get his 20,000 Tesla employees back to work. The county flat out refused. And it is amazing. I mean, one progressive California politician responded. I don't know if you saw this, but, this is disgusting. This is how mean spirit has got. Elon Musk, even global warming is being thrown under the bus now. I mean, this is amazing. As promised, I mentioned that Dr. Michael Busler is joining us, public policy analyst and economics professor. And he says our confidence is born out of our past successes and American character. And I say, right on, Michael, that's exactly it, that, we've been through tragedies like this. We've gone through valleys and, certainly this has been an extreme case in shutting down the economy. And what have we got to probably in about, 50 days, 5-6 weeks here? I mean, our economy has been absolutely devastated.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. This is a very difficult decision. I try to look objectively at this. And essentially what we have here is a no-win situation. In other words, if we open too early, the medical professionals tell us that by opening too early, you're likely to have a sharp increase in the number of cases and probably a sharp increase in the number of fatalities. So you don't want to open up early. That's a losing position. On the other hand, if you open up too late, as you just pointed out, the economy has been devastated. Yeah. And I mean really devastated. We were off this year. January and February looked like 2020 was going to be a great year. Then all of a sudden everything stopped. We had almost a negative 5% decline in GDP in the first quarter. The second quarter is probably going to be something in the 15 to 20% negative decline. And that's devastating results. So the longer we put off opening the economy, the worse the economic conditions get, and we may be very difficult to come out of this. So either way, we have a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a no-win situation, what's the next best thing to do? It's to pick the option that minimizes your losses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, we would minimize our losses if we started to open up the economy as safely as possible, but do it as quickly as possible. It's true. We're likely to see maybe some more cases of the virus and perhaps some more fatalities. But on the other hand, that only affects, and I don't mean to downplay this, but it only affects a few thousand people, maybe even 100,000 people. But look at what the economic impact has been. There's 30 million people out of work. Assuming a household size of two even, that's 60 million people that have been negatively affected by this. And the longer it goes on, the worse it gets. So what happens if we continue to be shut down? You end up with the high unemployment perhaps going on a very long time. People that are sitting around doing nothing, you're going to have an increase in alcohol abuse, an increase in drug abuse, an increase in domestic violence, an increase in crime, and perhaps even an increase in suicide.
Suicide, yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, so either way, we're going to lose. So let's take the position that minimizes our losses, and I would say let's get the economy opening as soon as possible. There's one study I saw, I think done in New York, said 83% of the cases were from people who were staying at home. They were either retired or unemployed. Only 17% resulted from people being outside and doing things. So I would get the economy open as soon as possible. Let's do it as safely as we can. I think we'll be minimizing our losses by doing that.
Michael, what I see here is a clash between theory and fact, you know, because we've been operating and we've shut down our country and our economy based on theory. Now, people go, well, you know, you get Chuck Schumer and everyone, well, this is the science. Well, wait a minute, let's go back. You know, these are the same people that gave us the numbers for global warming and the devastation that was going to take place, what, decades ago. And that didn't happen. So now we trust them on this. And President Trump, you know, all of a sudden he got sensitive to the political pressure, which I thought was out of character for him. And he bowed to that. And we're still in the realm of the theoretical. I mean, to the point that Dr. Birx this week said she was upset with the CDC with the numbers that they were giving her, saying they were off by 25%. I mean, these are the people that we're trusting in, okay? So now we're in the realm of the theoretical, making decisions based on theory and possibilities. And the reality, the fact is, our economy is getting pulverized. Now, if I do recall, there was a Democrat operative who said very clearly, it's the economy, stupid. And,
right.
You know, so how does the economy, stupid, come into play against the theoretical that has caused us to really, you know, just commit economic suicide here?
Yeah, you bring up a great point. So when they asked our knowledgeable experts what's likely to happen, they say, well, look, we've developed a mathematical model. We input the data that we have. We make some assumptions, and the model will predict what's likely to happen. The problem is, because of the assumptions and the lack of the data being completely accurate, we're ending up with forecasts that are ridiculous.
Exactly.
Originally, the first forecast was, if we don't do something, you're going to see 1 to 2 million people die by this summer. Well, that was way off. Then when we said, look, let's go through the mitigation that we're going through, but even with that, you'll see somewhere between 120 and 250,000 fatalities.
Exactly. Michael, we've got to pick it up when we come back on the other side. More from Dr. Bussler after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Are you catching that sentiment, you know, of live free and die? And it doesn't matter. I mean, here we are, we're dealing with this pandemic, but that question is still before us. You know, we have to ask that critical question. And are we just going to continue to kowtow to these alleged, you know, scientists that give us this faulty information? And, you know, I was just speaking with a professor offline here. What concerns me is because of the way this has been presented, the communication has been corrupt in the pipeline, and the way this has come down is that if this happens again, I'm going to tell you, I think we're ripe for some revolt of the American people to go, look at, I'm not going to listen to the government. I listened to you last time. I lost my job. I gave up all this information. I mean, some people are still waiting, waiting on checks from the government as if that's what we should do. I mean, this is all an awful precedent that we're leaving ourselves open to. And the way the government has behaved in this, I mean, do not be surprised if this happens again within short order that we, the people, go, hell no, I'm not doing this. And then what's going to happen? I mean, we've already seen the heavy hand of government with some of these governors, what things are doing and, you know, arresting people in church parking lots and, you know, all this other stuff. Is going, are you kidding me? I mean, somebody goes out and plays catch with their daughter and they're getting arrested. A mother takes a child to a playground. She gets arrested. I mean, if this is a forecast of things to come, Professor, I think we got a lot of trouble here in River City.
Yeah, I think we do. You know, the government has a responsibility to try to get things right. And I think they really overreacted to this thing. As we talked about before, the experts used their models, plugged in data that was not completely accurate, made some assumptions. And based on that, they came up with some conclusions that were far off from what actually happened. And
they're not even in the zip code, Michael. I mean, this is ridiculous. And like I said to you, I want to know next time a modeler comes up and goes, give me your batting average. You know, what are you guys hitting? You know, are you getting 50%? Are you batting, you know, 500? You know, what are you batting? 120? What is your level of confidence with the models that you are presenting here? And if that critical question was asked to begin with, I don't think that we would be listening to the information coming from the Imperial College or the WHO or Dr. Fauci. And who convinced the president, as you said, back on March 15th to go ahead and shut down our country and our economy.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about how their average has been with this, there have been some huge predictions they have made that were way off base. In the early 1970s, they told us in 50 years, by 2020, the Earth will be in an ice age.
Mm,
yes. And we need to prepare for an ice age. Well, that didn't happen. Then in the 80s, they told us the population was growing faster than our ability to produce food. Mm. So in the not too distant future, they said people will be starving to death. Well, that didn't happen either. And here they come along now with these forecasts of catastrophe from this coronavirus, and they've shut the entire economy down. And as we said, there are millions, tens of millions of people being very negatively affected by this. And it turns out that while it is serious, I don't want to downplay that, and we're probably going to end up with about 100,000 fatalities, and certainly that's a bad thing. But on the other hand, if we keep this shutdown going much longer, the consequences are going to be far, far worse.
Right.
In terms of, as I said before, long-term unemployment and all the social problems that come with this. So when forecasters make a forecast, you have to take that as just a forecast based on their assumptions. And if we say to them, well, look, what is your accuracy rate with these forecasts? You'll see it's relatively low. And before we destroy an economy that was the best ever, before we destroy that, we ought to give some real serious thought to the accuracy of these models.
Well, the other thing that needs to be considered is their worldview, Michael. I mean, what you are touching on is you have eugenicists out there in powerful positions, and they just flat out believe this with all their heart and soul, that the Earth cannot manage the number of people that currently live on the planet. They look at it this way: if we're thinning the herd right now, whether it's old people, the weak, and all that sort of thing, you know, God bless the world for doing that, because it's just spitting it out. It's we're back to Darwinism. And and eugenicists. And this is what, some of these people really believe. And, you know, nobody asks that question. We don't get, curriculum vitae from these scientists that come in that in the back room believe that, hey, look, we got too many people. So if we look at it this way, it's a victory no matter what. Either the people die by COVID or they die by the other ramifications, suicide, drug overdose or whatever, because we just got too many people. People on the planet cannot sustain as many people, by their estimation.
Yeah, now what all of those people don't take into account is ingenuity, particularly American ingenuity.
Right.
No matter what the problem is, no matter how big the problem is, Americans will confront it and they'll figure out a way to get over it. And we've seen history is dotted with numerous examples of when Americans in particular were facing what seemed to be insurmountable challenges and were able to get over it.
Michael, we can feed the world. We've proven that time and again, and we have. The problem is the governments of the world that get in the way and that steal our good intentions and our food and supply. They steal it from the people and allow their people to starve time and again. I mean, this is dotted history repeatedly. So we have enough food to feed the planet, and we've got enough technology to do that. We just got to get these governments out of the way and to where, you know, people can get. I mean, like what's happening in Venezuela? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is all purposeful, what's going on there.
Yeah. You're right. When government comes in, you remember what Ronald Reagan said? He said his biggest fear is having a knock at the door and answer the door and have it be someone who says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. As soon as Ronald Reagan heard that, he knew he was in trouble.
Right.
The government is not the answer to these problems. It's human beings using their ingenuity and being set free and being able to reap rewards of what they do. That's what is going to get all of these problems solved and advance the economy, not the government stepping in. In fact, the government steps out of the way and we'll get these problems solved much quicker and much better solutions.
Yeah, help how and who are you helping? I mean, this is the critical follow-up question when the government comes knocking on your door. Who are you here to help? Are you here to help yourself? Or are you here to help? And the sad thing about it, the disgusting thing to me, Michael, is that when you hear that knock on the door, you're looking for an answer. I mean, and they take advantage of the most vulnerable people who have lost hope, and they're just hoping upon hope that maybe their taxes that have been paid in, that it will be the one, it will be a true answer for them. But no, I mean, even like right now, in the midst of all we're going through, we got all this bickering and fussing going on, and it's gotten so political, and it's gotten in the way of people that really need a lifeline. But oh no, we got to make sure that we promote our progressive agenda right now, because we're going to take advantage of this opportunity, right?
Yeah, they don't let a good crisis go to waste. There's certain things they're trying to push. And if you take a look at history, what they're pushing doesn't make things better. It makes it worse.
Exactly.
You know, it was in the mid-60s that President Johnson declared a war on poverty. So we're going to have the federal government spend money on this thing and that social program. We're going to have increased welfare. We're going to give food stamps to people. So we're going to really help these people. And here, 50, 60 years later, the poverty rate is the same as it was back then. And the reason is,
$26 trillion, Michael?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't solve these problems by giving people things. It actually makes the problem worse because it makes the people dependent on the government. I think President Trump had exactly the right idea. You really want to help people, all you have to give them is opportunity. And that's exactly what President Trump did. He got the economy moving, he got jobs being created, and in every demographic, every minority group, they had record low unemployment.
We got to leave it there. Very well said. Dr. Michael Busler. Thank you, Michael.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today after owners okayed it yesterday. It calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work, and people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And it all has to be washed in the factor of truth, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what Bill Martinez Live is all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We've got to make sure that we're dealing with the facts. And whether it's the scientific community, political community, I mean, on down the line, when we abandon the truth, you have the America that you have today, where we are shut down, our economy is shut down, the impact that it has. I mean, how many jobs will be lost forever as a result? And one of the things we didn't get a chance to discuss with the professor, Michael Busler, is the consequence of all this. I mean, just because we're starting to get on the other side, that we're coming out of our homes and going back to work, well, I'll tell you, we've got serious issues on the other side here, which have to deal with economic issues like inflation, and we barely discussed that. But look, it on the bright side, as you've often heard me say, I always love the transitionary phrase in the Bible, you know, that says, but God, no matter how bad it gets, you always hear, and when you hear that, but God, it's like you hear, you know, the blaze of trumpets that, you know, here comes God to save the day. And let me tell you, our good friends at Sight and Sound have just put together, and this has been on stage already, this is phenomenal, this epic presentation of Jesus. In fact, it was so well received at Easter on TV that over 3 million viewers on television for the epic performance of Jesus. And guess what? It's coming back. They're going to have an encore performance this Wednesday night on TBN. And with us to tell us more about it is Katie Miller. And Katie, at least this time we're on the phone. We're not face-to-face in Nashville or Anaheim, California. But, hey, anytime I get a chance to talk to you, it's always an honor. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? I'd rather be in person, but this is an okay second, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. But all these years where we've gotten to know each other, I mean, you are such a blessing, and, you know, your family and, you know, the crew, what you guys do at the two venues with Sight and Sound, and particularly with Jesus. I'm really excited to hear when I got the news that it was going to come back for an encore, because this Friday then it becomes available digitally, but you'll get a chance to see it free this Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we're super excited. You know, I think this whole year has taken all of us by surprise. None of us were expecting to be quarantined and everything put down for as long as what it has been. And so for us, it has just been another testament of the Lord's faithfulness. You know, in the midst of our theaters being dark and in some ways feeling very closed down, when we were able to put Jesus on TBN and that partnership there, just a couple of weeks ago over Easter, we actually had our largest audience we've ever had before. Over 3 million people tuned in. And we were just completely overwhelmed. It felt like such a reminder that in the midst of all of this, God is still with us. He still has a plan. He's ordering our steps. And so when TBN came back and said, hey, that was so incredibly successful, what if we do it again? Yeah. It wasn't a hard decision. It was like, yes, absolutely, let's do this. And we want to, you know, for us, it has always been about the ministry. And so even though our stages may not be open right now, knowing that the Bible is so people are still being encouraged, being inspired, for us, that's what it's all about. And it is allowing us to be able to continue to do what we're doing.
Well, the outreach of this particular, you know, venue on TBN is incredible. I mean, it is really multiplying the effect and awareness of what Sight and Sound does. I mean, you've been on the show many times, you and Josh, and we've talked about the history of Sight and Sound, and you really can't understand what goes on unless you've been at one of the venues, or you've seen on DVD, or some of the, you know, special phantom events, you know, the presentations that you've done, they're just so incredible. And it really makes people, you know, I hear time and again, people of faith go, this is what, you know, faith-based ministries and presentations should look like. Sight and Sound makes us all proud, you know, because it does give the glory to God, and it does it in a magnificent way.
So much that is very kind. And, yeah, for us, it all comes back to the ministry, and our hope is to do justice to these scriptures. You know, these scriptures would need a lot of embellishment. We couldn't make this stuff up if we tried. You know, who think about a whale swallowing a man, or a temple collapsing, or the Red Sea parting? You know, the stories are there. We just get the opportunity to tell them in a great and spectacular way, but one that hopefully provides the opportunity for people to be ministered to be encouraged, and walk away with a new and a deeper connection to Scripture. And, you know, Jesus, that story does that, I think, better than almost any of our other ones. There's just so much richness in the character development, and being able to identify with the different characters in the story, whether you see yourself reflected in the life of Mary or Nicodemus or Peter, and the people that Jesus encounters, there's someone there for each of us to relate to identify with, and to walk away recognizing that Jesus came to rescue all, but he does that individually, one at a time, by meeting us where a season of, you know, so many people, millions the world, that story of connection, that story of rescue is more relevant and powerful and needed today than it ever has been.
Well, and God knew this. And this is why Jesus needed to come. I mean, it's just the way it is, that, you know, the performance and the presentation of this, and it takes you through, you know, Jesus's 3+ year ministry, and you know, the effects that that, you know, your engineers have come up with. I mean, even people in the business who have had a long background in staging in this are amazed, and they go, we don't know how they do it, but it's just awesome. You know, the water effects, you know, pigs going over the cliff, and, you know, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, we have an incredible team. We missed that. We missed being off together. We're ready to get back at it again. We've had to temporarily put a little bit of a pause on our production for new shows, but We're ready for our creative teams to be back. They do spectacular, amazing things. I know that I'm very biased, but it's not only how, you know, what they're doing on a regular basis and the special effects and the costuming and all the pieces that they pull together, but it's how they do it. It's who they are. And, you know, as an organization, we have almost 700 employees, and wow, each one so incredibly passionate about what we do. And we are ready to get at it as soon as we are able to do so. We can't wait to continue to bring the Bible to life, yes, on stage, but we really do feel like the season the Lord has opened a lot more opportunity for us to continue to explore what Sight and Sound looks like beyond the stage. And
exactly,
knowing that not everyone can come visit us in Lancaster or Branson. So we're excited for the future, even if we're having a little bit of an extended intermission right now. We're going to get back at it as soon as we can.
Right. Well, I like it. The president's National Day of Prayer, Paula White prayed for Donald Trump, and I think this is something for all of us to embrace, that the word that she got from God was restore. And I believe what God will do for people of faith is that he is restoring that which has been stolen, because that is not just what has happened to the American people who have been, you know, they find themselves out of a job, ministries that have been stalled. But yet, you know, we're finding new ways and new opportunities, like, you know, what Sight and Sound has been able to do when partnering with TBN, and more people are able to see what Sight and Sound is all about. And if you love the theater in any way whatsoever, and you see Bible stories come to life the way the 700 plus employees of Sight and Sound, what they do on our behalf in the name of Jesus, it is absolutely stellar. I mean, you cannot come away from a presentation and not be the same. I don't know how you do that. It's just so spectacular.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And like I said, we're hoping to continue to broaden the accessibility. One of the biggest surprises through Jesus being on TBN Easter weekend was the vastness of our international audience. We had 35% of those that tuned in were from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And so we've been working diligently over the last couple of weeks to get the types more available. And on our website now, I believe 6 of our shows are available for digital download internationally. There's no restrictions on them. And so, you know, our hope is that in the midst of all of this, there can still be a connection, that there can still be increase.
Exactly. Katie, we got about 10 seconds left. Real quick, okay? This is tomorrow, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific time on TBN. Website, real quick, 3 seconds.
Sight-sound.com.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings per family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
It's our time and our moment, ladies and gentlemen. Time to step up. We are Americans, after all, not Americans. You know, we have a long history of finding our way and, you know, utilizing all the resources and potential that is here, even in the midst of this, you know, alleged pandemic. I use pandemic with some reservation because I think there's a confusion between epidemic and pandemic. Pandemic sounds, I guess, it's headline, you know, gaining attention. This is why the media throws it out as a pandemic, but there is a distinct difference, and even the scientists that know better are kind of mixing terms, but hey, look, it's what the people, you know, respond to, and the hyperbole just keeps getting amped up to scare us all the more, I guess. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now, it is time for the good news, girls, so we're going to set aside that stuff there for a moment and talk about some great things that are happening, even in the midst of this COVID-19, like this World War II veteran who sees his wife of 72 years after being separated for 2 months. I mean, this is kind of, you know, the sad reality of what's going on in this experience, Sam, isn't it? That you get families that are separated. You know, I mentioned this early on that, you know, we had you know, family members dying in hospitals alone. I mean, without their family at their bedside. It just breaks my heart, literally, you know, to imagine what these families must go through as a family member is passing and they're not there to hold their hand. How do you deal with that?
You know, and I think that would be one of the hardest things because, you know, anytime that we're able to control it, and it feels difficult because it feels like you should be able to control it. Like if you know somebody's sick, you just, even if they're just sick and suffering and you don't expect them to die, you want to be there holding their hand, but to know that, their last moments on earth, you're not able to sit there and spend with them. That's, I think, one of the saddest things about, this disease is, people will lay there alone and their family members want to be there and they want them there and they're not able to comfort them. And,
exactly. I don't know that this was like Ebola. Remember Ebola, you know, we had, you know, in Africa, you know, part of the tradition is when somebody died, you know, they're there massaging the body and stuff. And, of course, this exacerbated the spread of Ebola. I don't know that that's the same case with COVID-19. But, you know, to err on the side of precaution, wow, you know, is a huge sacrifice, I believe, for these families.
Right. And, you know, they have to have so much protective gear that was required for, you know, just for people to even go into certain parts of the hospital.
Exactly.
Like, you know, they have specific areas sectioned off and they have this protective gear. And when that's something that was in very high demand, they're not able to, I'm thinking part of it is they're not able to give it to the family members to come in because they don't have enough to spare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they're being very cautious because, you know, they don't want to spread it any further, and that, you know, it can be so dangerous. But, you know, especially you thinking of, like, we're talking about this story with Gloria Faye Brinson and her husband, W.D. They've been married for over 70 years, actually 72 years.
72 years. Wow. That's amazing.
And she's in a nursing home. Gloria is in a nursing home. And, of course, as many of us know, that's been some of the areas that have been hardest hit because they're living in close quarters and they're the vulnerable population. And so he, like, whenever she went in a nursing home, he would drive there every day. If there was something that came up, he might miss it, but he tried to be there every day that she was in the nursing home, and he'd stay there all day long. And then, you know, for the first time in their marriage for the first time in many years, they weren't able to see each other. And it's been 2 months since they were able to see each other face to face. And a video that's gone viral is one where the residents of the nursing home came outside for Mother's Day and everybody came by and did a parade. And WD and Gloria's granddaughter filmed from inside the car with WD. And his reaction, I mean, if that doesn't choke you up, you know, you can just hear this old man's voice cracking and just screaming out that he loves his wife. He's just like, I love you. And it's one of those moments where you realize the suffering, the human suffering that's going on, even for people who may not be sick, just people protecting their loved ones. And, you know, I'm sure that him, like Gloria and WD, don't know how many years they have left together. Or, you know, what might happen if they see each other and how long this might go on. So
now she doesn't have COVID. Is just the, you know, the quarantining of this nursing home. Right. And so they're the effect of that.
Especially strange.
Yeah, exactly. You know, their story reminds me, I don't know if you remember that old country song. I say old, it's really not that old. I mean, we're not going back to, you know, country and Western days. It was kind of modern country, titled Walking Her Home. I don't know if you remember that song, but every time I hear that song, I just it brings tears to my eyes, you know, about a couple and, you know, their life and how, you know, when he first met her, he walked her home, you know, from their first date, and how walking home was, you know, just interspersed throughout their whole story. And it was the night that she passed, and he was lying in bed next to her in the nursing home, and walking her home to heaven. And it was just, oh my gosh, it's just real precious. And when I read this story, I was thinking, you know, something similar. You know, it just brought this song to mind again. It's just real touching. This next story, you know, there's been just such an incredible support of big business. And this is sometimes what upsets me about the sentiment that people have, you know, toward big business and, you know, and big companies. And I've often said that big companies and big businesses do big things, and especially when they're needed. And such is the case in this next story with Kroger buying and redirecting dairy farmers' surplus milk to food banks, right?
Right. So they're processing and donating over about 200,000 gallons of additional milk to Feeding America food banks. And I'm sure you might have discussed this on your show, and there's plenty of people out there that have seen this. The farmers are having, because of the change in demand, with all these things being shut down, they're dumping gallons of milk. I mean, who would have ever?
Right.
I mean, I remember seeing it for the first time and being like, what is happening? I can't even, like, it's like you're
exactly.
Like, I have to be reading this wrong.
No, exactly. This is all the consequence of what is going on here. And thank God Kroger. And people need to understand, you know, when you think of Kroger, you know, it's not like, especially, you know, these grocery stores, it's not like they make 40-50% on everything they sell. They don't. I mean, you know, it's pennies in many ways that they make. They're not gouging the public here and stuff like that. So for them to contribute their profits and their influence in order to serve food banks is quite a commendation for them.
And you know what's important too is they're helping those farmers who are producing that milk, and we want them to be around after this is all over. We're going to, you know, that demand that may not be there now. But, you know, there are people who need milk and who are going hungry. So this is a solution. Like, to me, it was a really generous and brilliant move on Kroger's part. And hopefully it will help for in ways, you know, beyond those 200,000 gallons of milk that they're donating, because those farmers will be able to be around. You know, we want them to not fail.
Well, you know, and this is the opportunity that we have right now as we are in distress and dealing with this national epidemic, is that there's opportunities to serve. But, you know, leave your eyes open. Leave yourself available to where you can serve. And people are doing this. And it's incredible, the stories that are coming back. This next story, you've got a gal for 40 years. She's, you know, wanting to thank police and them, you know, for their service to her community. And bless her heart, I mean, you know, she cooks up Thanksgiving dinner for them every year. And so they blessed her with something real special, right?
They did. So Adele Ambrose, she's been cooking since the 70s. She just celebrated her 91st birthday. But she is, she's just been cooking for those guys. So actually her husband would work on the vehicles that these guys used. And he started telling them back in the 70s, he'd say, you know, stop by my house and get a bite to eat. Well, for 40 years later, she's been doing this every year. And recently, this is for the police and the firefighters. So they decided on her 91st birthday, we're going to drive by.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And, you know, you've seen those drive-by parades.
Yes.
She's like, she's actually blind now, but they came by and you can hear, she's just sitting there kind of leaning back and at the window listening to these people ride by with their diaries on, all thanking her.
I gotta tell you, those are so emotional. I was at a friend's house a couple weeks ago, and he was celebrating his birthday, and people from church, must have been 24 cars, you know, Sam? They had signs on their cars, and they were honking their horns, because, you know, because of COVID and everything like that. And he was just standing out, sitting, he was in a wheelchair, you know, at the end of his driveway, and the people were honking and driving. I mean, it was emotional. It was just so emotional.
It's like a parade.
It was a parade, and they're honking their horn. They've got, you know, all kinds of banners, happy birthday, Tony, all this stuff. It was so precious, and, you know, and I was just so grateful for the people of his church to do this for him, because he's been locked in at home anyway, and he's kind of homebound anyway, but, you know, especially so because of, you know, the quarantine and all that's been going on. But it was such a blessing, you know, to, you know, for his church community to do this for him. And I was very touched and grateful. We got time for one more story, and here you've got a young man who turns in $135,000 cash that he found inside a bag near an ATM. Whoa. That's a big find, right?
Jose Romanes, he found this recently. An ATM, a guy loading the ATM just accidentally made a mistake, left out this clear bag. And when Jose saw it, he's 19 years old, and he did something that would be really hard for anybody any age to do, but especially when you're young and you really need that money.
Exactly.
He turned it in. He went ahead, he called right there. The city has been honoring him. He's got $500 tuition towards his scholarship, and he actually wants to go into a career in law enforcement.
Only $500 bucks, you chumps, man. You know, come on. He turned in $135,000. Oh, my goodness.
It will pay off.
Exactly.
Really a great career opportunity.
Hey, go to Sam's Corner. More of the stories are there.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen. Because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today.